100.7 WHUD, just so perfect. Elton John and your song, 8:46, Mike and Casey in the morning. Mike has a couple of days off. Have you seen any good movies lately? Check out the Brooklyn Film Festival. It is free and it's online. And you should check out The Erotic Fire of the Unattainable, a New York movie shot in the city. And the director-producer is a native Hudson Valley filmmaker. This is Frank Vitale.
Let me first off say that the Hudson Valley is the most spectacular place in the world. It's full of history and romance and beauty. And just down the river is Brooklyn. And the Brooklyn Film Festival is on right now. It's been on for 23 years, showing mostly independent movies. And Brooklyn, for those who don't know, is the hotbed of independent movie making in the country, maybe even in the world. You cannot walk down the street without bumping into a movie maker in Brooklyn. This year, for the first time, they're virtual. So people can watch independent movies from the comfort of their home, and they're free. You can go to brooklynfilmfestival.org, sign up, you have to sign up, and then there's about 150 films. Some of them are, there's some dramas, there's some, my film, The Erotic Fire of the Unattainable, is a drama, but there's documentary features, documentary shorts, and experimental films, and kids' films. I'm from the Hudson Valley, and I was looking at another film there called Caviar. It was made in Brooklyn. It was kind of the Russian mafia. It's kind of a gangster film. And I was watching it, and the end of it came up the name of Annie Simeone. Annie's a friend who lives and was born and raised at Stony Point, and she is the was the production designer on that movie.
Oh, cool. That's very cool. All right, and that had to be cool for you. You're from Rockland County, and you're watching one of the films in the Brooklyn Film Festival that's not your own, and you see your friend's name pop up. That's very cool.
Absolutely. It was a thrill.
So Annie, tell me again Annie's name and her film.
Simeone. Simeone, the film was Caviar.
Okay, we'll look for that. We also want to know about your film, The Erotic Fire of the Unattainable. Wowza.
Well, my film is about a woman in later in life, in her 60s, navigating the world of love. Not that she's lonely and looking for love and ready to take the first person who will take her. She's a writer. She's dynamic. She lives in Manhattan. She wants love, but she wants to be free as well.
Ah.
She doesn't want to be owned by anybody. And she also wants to write. It's a very dynamic story. It's about her and three relationships and maybe a fourth. The fourth relationship is her writing. She's a novelist. And during the film, we hear the words of her novel in voiceover. So she's using her life and reflecting on her life to write this book called The Erotic Fire of the Unattainable. It's not erotic in a sexual sense. It's erotic in the sense of life and dynamism. So this lady is very interesting. She's very attractive, and she lives a kind of a charmed life, although she's struggling, she's searching, and she suffers.
Where did you film it?
Mostly in Manhattan. We filmed some of it in Rizzoli's bookstore. And then when she was younger, her father used to take her to Massachusetts, to Gloucester, Massachusetts, which is a beautiful old fishing town. So we filmed a little bit of it, like 20% of it there. But most of it was on the streets of Manhattan.
Beautiful. Anything else our listeners need to know? Redirect us to that website so we can see some great films.
BrooklynFilmFestival.org. You have to sign up, and then you go to the showroom or the meeting room, I can't what it's called, and then there's a whole list of films. And after each film, there's an interview with the director or the star of that film, so you can kind of get to know them a little bit. It's like a 15-minute interview. So check it out.
And that's Frank Vitale, originally from Rockland County, now part of the Brooklyn Film Festival, brooklynfilmfestival.org.